1340 96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 10th day of May for 2019. A proposal to spend city funds to welcome a delegation from its sister city in Mexico topped the Plymouth City Council meeting last night. Well, Plymouth has maintained sister city status with Jocotepec, Mexico, exchanging a pair of delegations over the past few years. Well, a proposal to budget up to $4,000 to help welcome a delegation during the Amador County Fair was voted down 3-2. Peter Amoruso and John Colburn, who both were part of the Plymouth delegation, supported the expenditure, saying it would promote cultural exchange and tourism. Leonard Burns, Keith White, and Valerie Kleinfelter all opposed that proposal. Also last night, the council approved a new version of the city's employee manual, which had been updated in a number of sections to reflect changes in labor law and other city policies. The council also received last night a presentation by Amador Fire Protection District on the department's proposed fee for service. The city of Plymouth receives fire protection from AFPD, and several council members had objections to the proposal. That proposal would see insurance companies billed for services when the fire department responds to medical emergency calls.
The 143rd Ione Homecoming takes place this weekend, kicking off today with the carnival, starting at 3 p.m. at Howard Park. 5:30, Little League Baseball games. This evening, enjoy the mutton bustin' in the arena at 6, the lighted tractor parade on the racetrack, and the fireworks display at 9. Now, tomorrow's activities include the pancake breakfast at the Ione Pizza Factory at 7:30, the bedbug color run at 8. Then at 10 a.m., enjoy the Ione Homecoming Parade down Main Street Ione, followed by the Soapbox Derby. Then later tomorrow afternoon, enjoy the rodeo, candy and ball drop at Howard Park, and rib cook-off. Sunday in the Evelyn Bishop Hall, celebrate Mom at the delicious Mother's Day brunch, followed by more fun, including music, cornhole, and finally the chili and salsa cook-off. All weekend long, the fun includes bingo, kids corral, live music, and vendor booths. That's this weekend, the 143rd Ione Homecoming, brought to you by the Ione Picnic Association.
And as JD mentions that, don't forget that tonight, he mentioned the tractor parade and also the fireworks. Immediately following the fireworks display, the Ione Police Department will be providing traffic control for those leaving the park. All vehicles leaving the park, you must make a right-hand turn and you'll be directed towards downtown. If you need to get back to Highway 88, you can turn right on East Market after leaving the park, and then you can take South Ione or 104 to get back to Highway 88. Now, for those coming to pick someone up at the park after the fireworks, you're asked to take the Howard Park Arena Gate entrance.
And the 2019 Foothill Conservancy Annual Dinner set for next Saturday, May 18th. This year honoring Conservancy Director and Community Leader Susan Bragstad of Amador City. Bragstad, a founding member of the Conservancy, as well as the Kennedy Mine Foundation, Motherlode Land Trust, Farms of Amador, and Amador Farmers Markets. Now, after retiring from a successful architectural career in the Bay Area, she moved to Amador County in 1983, quickly became engaged in the community. She also founded the Amador Olive Oil Company, Amador County's first modern olive oil producer, which she continues to operate today. Susan is the current vice mayor of Amador City, previously mayor, for 4 years. Now, the dinner will begin at 4 p.m. at Carmare Vineyard and Winery in the Shenandoah Valley, featuring delicious meat and veggie offerings from Taste Restaurant and Wine Bar, No Host Carmare Wines, live music from Wicked Sisters, fabulous raffle, live and silent auctions. Tickets are only $65, available from the Conservancy office in Jackson or online at Brown Paper Tickets. For more information, contact Carolyn with the Conservancy at 223-3508.
And the Calaveras County Master Gardeners will open their demonstration garden tomorrow as part of the 12th Annual Kids Day. From 10 to noon, children of all ages will have the opportunity to engage in the learning process while having a good time. Activities this year include decorating a bag book, or a book bag, rather, I guess I should say. I call it a bag book, too, but a book bag. A free book, nature art, flower pots, kids cooking, face painting, and a whole lot of fun there. Now, the demonstration garden is located at the County Government Center in San Andreas. It's a project of the Calaveras County Master Gardeners, whose primary goal is to educate the public about home gardening. For more details, you can call 754-6477, 754-6477.
And the application deadline for the 2019 Miss Amador Scholarship Competition has been extended. I know we've been reminding you guys about this, but want to make sure we get this in there so everybody who wants to compete here has the opportunity. Again, the application deadline has been extended to next Monday, the 13th. Now, of course, Miss Amador Scholarship Competition awards Miss Amador $2,000. First runner-up, $1,000. Second runner-up, $750. Third runner-up, $500. Applications available at AmadorCountyFair.com or the Fair Office, 245-6921.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, visit our website 24 hours a day, KVGCRadio.com.